Bank of Cardiff. This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, is this Sergio?
Yes.
Hey, Sergio, how's it going?
Good. Hey, Kyle, I just have a question for you.
Yeah, how's it going? What's going on? What's on your mind?
I received a letter from Direct Capital.
Direct Capital?
Yes.
Okay.
And my question to you is, do they run my credit? Or do you run my credit and send it to them? Or what was the reason they sent me this letter?
Wait, what was the letter saying there?
They weren't able to approve where I was requested.
Hey, can you hear me okay on this end? It's really staticky. You mind if I call you right back?
Can you hear me now?
No, you're really just terrible connection. What's the number you're calling me on? Is it 510?
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you a little better now.
Yeah, can you hear me a little better? Okay, let me
it's real staticky.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So, can you repeat to me
what... I received a letter from the Direct Capital.
You're still cutting in and out there. Sergio, can you hear me? Hello? Sergio?
Hello? Yeah.
You can hear me, Sergio. Can you call me right back? I can't hear you.
Hello? Yeah, right now you can hear me, right?
I got you now. Yeah, I got you now.
Okay, so my question to you is, do you guys request a run to credit to Direct Capital?
Okay, so let me pull up your file here. We may have, I'm not completely sure, just because that's not my part of what I got going. I'm pulling it up right now. We may have done the same thing as we did with Credibly, where we had,
Yes, it was Credibly, but my question to you, do you guys run it with Direct Capital too?
Do we run, are you asking if they ran what?
Direct Capital.
Yeah, okay, yes, we may have gone through, we may have tried to do the same thing there with them and tried to do the partner as well.
That's what I'm saying, Kyle. I mean, that's bullshit, man. You know, I told you guys were going to run it only one. It was going to be direct to you, not to share with someone else, man.
Oh, did they run your credit as well?
Oh, yes, they did. You should know.
Oh, well, that shouldn't...
We have a recorded conversation, Kyle. You told me you're a direct lender. And everything was going to be through you. You never said that you were going to send it to a partnership to run my credit. It's messed up my credit.
It messed... How's that?
What do you mean, how is that? I mean, you guys send my credit report to Credibly and to their capital. Is that right?
But that was after we'd done the soft pull, yes.
So how come you didn't ask me, Kyle? If you should have done it with a direct lender, you should have told me. It's missing my fucking credit, man.
It shouldn't have. If there's a ding on your credit, we can definitely get that. I'll see what I can do to have that addressed because that should.
Yeah, man. The problem is that you told me and you have a recorder. I don't know if you guys recorded the phone, but you told me we're a direct lender and we're gonna do it through us. You never told me if we qualify you, we're going to send it to a partner so they can run the credits to Credibly and Direct Lender.
It still would have been through us, though, Sergio. It wasn't going through, we weren't just selling off your information. We were sending it and trying to partner with somebody else so we could share the risk. We are still doing it here.
Yeah, no, that's fine, Kyle. I mean, it's okay, man. It's okay, but I just, like I said in the beginning, you know, you should have told me. You should have told me, at least, we're going to send it to Credibly, and then, of course, they're going to run it to Direct Capital. You know, because if you guys are going to pay off Direct Capital, why they should run it?
Yeah, no.
If I want to see a letter from Bank of Cardiff, like the company you work with. If it says we weren't able to qualify you, then that's fine. A letter from you guys. That's what I want to see.
A letter from us saying
we weren't able to qualify, but not from Credibly and not from Direct Capital.
Okay, and I do apologize for that. That was a misunderstanding we had there.
No, there's not misunderstanding. You know what you're doing, Kyle. You're just trying to, I mean, you know what you're doing, man. And I just want to talk
Sergio,
any supervisor. And then, you know, I mean, this is, you know, this is not what we talked. And then you know, the first, I mean, I thought it was going to be cool, man. You know what I mean? But I just don't believe in any guys like you. They call me every day. They keep on bugging me.
I understand. Well, I mean, if you would like to speak to supervisor, I can see what I can do. But they're going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you here, to be honest with you, Sergio.
What are they going to tell me?
You know, that we tried to partner up. That we, what we did was we couldn't...
Why didn't you tell me that? Why didn't you tell me that in the beginning?
Well, because at first what we wanted to do is we wanted to come back to you with that approval.
Okay. And make some money, huh?
Well, no, not at all. When we can't get enough capital because of the risk, what we do is we try to share it. So the reason that...
Why can't you tell me that? Before you were sharing, why can't you tell me that? You know what, Sergio? We're going to proceed with these options. You know, we cannot do it ourselves. Before send my, you know, run my credit to someone else. So it's clearly right there in the Credibly. We're unable to provide you. And I received an order from Direct Capital. We were unable to request
okay,
for
well,
your
Sergio, and I understand that. I understand you're upset with that. Okay. But what we do in cases like that is our underwriters get our files, and we have two or three lenders that we partner up with to help us share the risk. And we work with them in cases like yours. And we just inquired. We didn't send any of your information to them. All we did was use our relationships that we have already with them, and we gave them a call. We said, hey, we have this customer we're trying to get a deal done with. We didn't send your information to them. We made a phone call from one of our reps here to a connection they have there and simply asked if, hey, listen, we have this customer that our rep Kyle is trying to get a deal with. You know, he thinks this deal can happen, and he wants it to go through. I was trying to help you out, so I apologize.
Okay.
The fault's on me there. I wanted to come back to you with an approval so we could say, hey, Sergio, I got you some money. You could bring in your capital. You could bring in some more cars, and you can make a little more money.
Yeah.
I do apologize. Yeah, that wasn't all set up front, but
And then the copy of my credit report, you never sent it back to me. You know, you said that, and it's on recorded line.
Yeah, I did. I had it. I sent over a request to have it faxed to you.
Yeah, no, I never see if I can. You can use fax.
Faxing's a little hard. Is there an email I can send it to you? I can send it right now if there's an email.
You have an email. It's in the file. Just pretend like I'm a new customer. I bet you find the email right away.
Let me see. Let me pull up your file. Los Primos, right?
Yes.
Hold on one second. Bear with me here. One second. Alrighty, here, I'm pulling it up. Sargon1412@yahoo.com, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Let me grab your credit. So there's that. All right, I got the email set up. Let me go back and find your credit report. Make sure this is you, Sergio Rodriguez, and 36,000 Fremont Street, right? Fremont Boulevard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to send you the wrong person. Now let me... Are you sitting by your computer?
No, I'm on the phone. I'm in my house.
Okay.
Yeah, send me the email. I'll check it.
Yep, it'll be there. It's coming through the email. I've sent 3 fax requests here. I just looked to have this sent over for you all 3 times. So I don't know why that didn't go through, but that wasn't done on my end.
Okay, no, that's fine.
So no, I understand you're upset, Sergio, and I do apologize. I should have been more clear. If you could, I'm a little new at this, and you know, have been learning. So, thanks for bearing with me.
Yeah.
I apologize. It's it didn't go the way you wanted.
Yeah, I mean it's hard, man. I mean I learned too. So people, I mean, like when they call me like you, I mean it's not, it's based on my numbers and the writer. Not even the company, But everybody's calling me every day. Still calling me. I wish they can erase me from the list,
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
All
right. I'll check my email. If not, I'll call you back, okay? Thank you very much for your help.
All right, Sergio. I sent it right now at 9:04 a.m., so it'll say CBR in your, as your
all
subject,
right.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.